wow.
So he's gotten up and moved stakes.
He's an Ohio State Senator.
Yeah.
Then we have Glenn Holmes from over there in Mineral Ridge. He's in Mineral Ridge.
Well, who's your state rep? Is O'Brien your rep or is your senator?
He's a senator now. Oh, okay. He was ours. But there's another O'Brien from Warren.
Mike.
Yeah, Mike O'Brien. He's the one that just submitted the HB 578. Did you hear about this bill?
Heard it on the news.
Yeah.
So I wonder what, like, for example, that woman that was just out there when I came in.
Yeah.
My neighbor.
Yeah, what does she think about this?
Doesn't get involved.
Doesn't get involved.
Right.
Does that anger you all that you guys are the vocal minority? It does?
Absolutely.
It really gets me.
Because they're all going to be kind of angry when it comes in town.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That they'll all be.
Up and down, especially right.
Because real estate markets, right, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You drive through here, you see how many homes are up for sale, how many people have just left, put a for sale sign on left. Some are still here. Some just left, period, turned it over to the park.
Right.
Some have their houses up for sale. They're just waiting to sell it, hoping to sell it. But they're very afraid and angry and thinking thoughts that all of us are thinking, but they're not sharing it with anybody.
About this.
Because they're inside, and they're not sharing with anybody how they're feeling.
You mean inside, literally, in their homes?
Yeah, they just don't leave. Of the cold weather.
Oh, I got
Now, when the weather breaks, you know, they'll be out more, some people.
Now, you were...
But that road you're talking about, when this all... When it starts to really break loose, right on the other 150 feet away on the other side of that tree line is where this road is going. And I, too, cannot imagine all these trucks coming through here.
Right.
They're creating a highway. They're in the process now.
Yeah.
We watch them do it every day. But, that you know, when you talk to them, when you do get to talk to them.
Who's them?
Our residents here in the park. Well, the ones especially in the park.
In the park.
Yeah. But the ones that I have talked to here, they're very concerned. They call you all the time. They're worried. And we keep telling them, you've got to go to meetings.
And what happens when you
When this first started, I tried to hold a little meeting right here in their clubhouse. I think we had 25 people come.
That seems like a good amount. That seems like a good number.
For a first.
But they weren't all from the park.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And I've been trying to organize a bus trip to go right down to the state house and out of ODNR.
Right.
And try to get the people to sign up. $25 a person to go to Columbus and back, you know, that's going to cover the bus. And I think I'm up to 28 people.
I'm getting there.
Yeah. My wife keeps telling me, we can pay for that. Let's just get whoever we can and go.
Right.
And my wife also has dementia. She has Lewy body. So every time I'm going out at a meeting or something, I'm paying somebody to be there with her.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And you go to these quite a bit.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm on the go. Well, I really got involved in this. And I'm not, my kids were home. My kids are kind of scattered. My three children. And, they were home in January, and Jim and Brian, my two boys, they hunted this area for years, and we lived over there. And they got on the four-wheeler, and they went back, and they come back to the house. They said, Dad, sell for what you can get out of it.
Get out of here.
Get out of here for you and Mom. I said, I'm a fighter, Jim. He said, yeah, you got an Irish temper. I know that. But he said, just sell for what you can. I built that home. I built that log home.
Right.
I coached wrestling here for 22 years. This is my home.
Right.
And I enjoyed it. I've enjoyed living here.
It feels like a violation.
Huh?
Feels like a violation.
Yeah.
Like someone's violated your trust, and your privacy, your personal space. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, there was another question you said something about. I forget what it was, but...
I don't remember what it was. But I guess my question, my point is that it seems like this, I mean, to be frank, it sounds like there's just not a lot of people that have the courage to voice up. to the township or to your state reps? They just don't want to be bothered with the day-to-day. Mm-hmm.
That was it. When I first started this and found out about it all, I went around with a petition, and a lot of people didn't realize, or still probably don't realize, what's happening that they do now, because they started that road. We've got all this noise. Now, I live quite a career across Duke Field, and I hear it. I can imagine what it's like for this woman right here.
Right. Well, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, this isn't even... This is just
we
the...
know that.
I think it seems to me like... Or tell me if... Correct me if I'm wrong. It seems like... it's one thing to say that a Walmart is going to go in next to you, or to say that a Taco Bell, or maybe even that a coal-fired power plant is going to go in next to you. It seems like that's something people can wrap their head around. But to say that a facility that's going to inject waste down into the geology 6,000 feet fracking operations is coming in next to you, that seems to be a really hard thing to explain to people. Is that true?
It is. It is.
And to explain the dangers of that.
Yeah, and I've been trying and trying and trying on that.
Because, I mean, you could say to someone that, and then they say, well, it's going underground, so what do I care?
I know.
Right? Is that...
Well, there's nothing you can do. The money's been paid.
That's what I hear.
What?
What she just said.
Oh, really?
There's nothing
do.
We can do. They have the money, we don't.
Right. Well, the money's been paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear that a lot.
Interesting.
When I get to all these calls, they have the money, we don't. There's nothing you can do. Will you please not bother us? I said, well, I didn't bother you. You called me.
Mm-hmm.
They hang up. You know, so I get stuff like that. And I...
So are you getting phone calls from concerns or people to tell you to be quiet?
No. Not the ones that's concerned. Other people that I'm trying to get to get concerned.
Right.
You know, like West Hill over here, right on top of the hill from Sharon.
Right.
That's Brookfield. Now, I think we have one lady that's been coming constantly, steady, from that
right.
West Hill. Now, where are all these other people? They're Brookfield residents. Masry, down in where Old General American was, that's Brookfield, actually, but it's called Masry.
Right.
But it's still Brookfield. We're all under the same trustees and everything.
Right.
Please, people, come and join us. Let's do what we can do with this. Hey, if I lose, I lose. But I'm going down fighting. I want to win this. I want them out of here, period.
Yeah, and you, I mean, at the very least, you want to be on the record that you were, you stood up against it rather than just sit by benignly and watch it happen. And so what are the county Brookfield trustees, what have they been doing on this? What is their...
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple... I don't know about it, but we got this new one, Dan Suttles. He's ready to fight.
Oh, yeah?
Dan's ready to fight with us. Yeah.
Ready to fight or going to fight? Ready.
He's going to fight with us.
Okay.
He's joined. He shows up at meetings.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. And then Gary Lees, he was with us, but he got reelected here recently. Mm-hmm. He seemed to be going the other way on me.
Mm-hmm.
He.
After election.
The county commissioners and them, they all met. And they want to pass a bill.
Right.
You probably heard about it.
Yep.
Where we get so much money at the
HB 578.
That's it.
Yeah.
I had it on the tip of my tongue and I couldn't get it out.
Yeah.
But they want to pass this bill.
Yeah.
Where they get some, where that's not going to protect our health and welfare.
No.
That's what I'm after, my health and welfare. And we do have one of the highest rates of health in all of Ohio, right here in Northeast.
What do you mean by health? Oh, health issues?
The issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, very high.
I came down with a little bit of cancer here about 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Pittsburgh with it, and I had my prostate removed. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Urbanko, I was asking him. He said, and he's well known. They come from all over the world to him in that. And if it wasn't for my daughter being a doctor, I wouldn't have got in to see him, you know, but she pulled some strings too.
Mm-hmm.
He said that Northeastern Ohio is noted for more prostate, for some reason they can't figure it out, cancer. Not only prostate, cancer in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't need this to add to that problem.
No.
That's what I'm, you know, I try to tell people that. And I'm about running out of being... They started calling me Jimmy Trafficking, and I said, you know what?
Jimmy Trafficant.
I wish that man was still alive. He would fight with us.